Okay, we've all settled down. Now it's time to meditate. Hi, Pavanasa Pakning. Close your eyes and watch your breath. If you're going to follow anything, just follow the breath all the way in, all the way out. Just stay with the sensation of the breathing as long as you can. As for anything else that comes up in the mind, you don't have to run after it. Just let it go. Because if you don't pay any attention to it, it'll disappear on its own. The mind needs a place to rest. So, and this is when it's free, is when it can rest. Otherwise, it's running around after other things all the time. The world spins around, and we go running after it. And no wonder we get dizzy ourselves, because we're spinning around all the time. First there's gain, then there's loss, then there's status, loss of status. People praise you, then they criticize you. There's pleasure and there's pain. There's nothing that you can hold on to in the world that just stays the way it is. And yet we keep running after it. As the Buddha said, we're a slave to craving. Things pass away, things lead to suffering, things are out of our control, and yet we still run after them, run after them. It's in that way that we're not free. I mean, you can be free outside, you have the right to vote, the right to speak, but if your defilements are pushing around, you're not really free at all. So give the mind a chance to not have to run, not have to chase after things. You just be right here with the breath and let it gather its strength. This way you get to look after the mind on its own terms. Take care of it, because it's been taking care of you for a long time. Helps you think, helps you do all kinds of things, but it also has some unskillful tendencies in there. You've got to sort them out. Because when the unskillful tendencies take over, you're not free at all. They may demand their freedom, but that's not really freedom. Freedom is when the mind has a sense of well-being and there's nothing to disturb it. Nothing inside can disturb it. Nothing outside can disturb it. The things outside are not nearly as bad as the things inside. So we have to keep looking inside. This is why we meditate and why we look at the breath. Instead of meditating on the mountains out there or meditating on the sky or meditating on whatever outside, you meditate on what's going on inside. And you take the breath as your anchor so you're not blown away by your thoughts. Because when thoughts come along and you latch onto them, they can go very far. As long as you give them any interest at all, pay attention to them at all, they'll take you as far as around the world, out to the edges of the universe and back, who knows how many times in the course of a few minutes. So you can't let yourself latch onto them. You've got to have your sense of freedom. They run for a little ways, and if you don't pay them any attention, they just stop. It's like having a flashlight beam. The flashlight beam on its own only goes so far, but you say, gee, I want to see how far this flashlight beam goes, and so you follow it, follow it, follow it. You will keep on going further and further away, because you're the one that's pushing it out. So the problems of the world come mainly from within. There are things that are bad outside, that's for sure, but there are also good things. There are good things and bad things inside, but the bad things inside are the ones that make you suffer. This is why the Buddha focuses his attention on this kind of suffering. Because this is something you can do something about. You don't have to change the political system. You don't have to change the economy. You don't have to change the climate. You just change your mind. And in that way, whatever suffering is weighing down the mind gets lesser and lesser and lesser. And finally can disappear. And when there's no suffering weighing down the mind, then the mind is free wherever it goes, whatever situation it finds itself in.